Let's go straight to Simon Marks, who can join us live from Washington, D.C. Hi, Simon. First of all, is there anything actually that could stop this tax bill from becoming law in actually the next few hours?
I think it's very unlikely, Andrea. It looks like this is going to go through. The House of Representatives has already voted in favor of it once. They have to vote again due to some procedural problems with the legislation, but it really is just a bit of parliamentary procedure. Donald Trump enjoys a much larger majority in the House of Representatives than he does in the U.S. Senate, where the bill passed late last night in the very early hours of this morning here in the United States, in fact. And so the stage is set at the White House for celebrations. They think, as dawn breaks here in Washington, that this is going to be a very big day for them indeed. And Donald Trump has already been on Twitter saying that as soon as this thing is passed, he is ready to sign the legislation into law at the White House. And as you said, Andrea, this is his first major legislative win, despite the fact that he's been in office for 11 months and his political party controls majorities in both houses of the U.S. Congress.
And Simon, I mean, was there an interest here in getting this passed through Congress as quickly as possible?
Well, I mean, his interest exists in that regard for a couple of different reasons. First of all, he genuinely wants to be able to say to his voters, look, I've delivered on my policy pledges. I'm engaging in the biggest tax cut and the biggest tax reform in over three decades here. Now, the hostage to fortune in him in all of that is that one bipartisan assessment of this legislation suggests that 83% of the benefits will go to the top 1% of earners and, of course, to large corporations here in the United States. So he's going to have a sales job ahead of him, persuading his voters that he is acting in their benefit. And that sales job begins right now, and it has to head towards midterm elections next November. And that's another reason why the Republicans wanted to get this done. They want to be able to go back to their districts, their constituencies over the winter break and say, you see, we said we were going to do it, and we did it. You'll vote for us next November, won't you?
Okay. Simon, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for that. As always, live from Washington.